Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Sham investigation, a partisan impeachment. It's over, America.
I believe that the president has learned from this case.
What do you believe the president has learned?
The president has been impeached. That's a pretty big lesson.
Wow. Senator Collins, besides being a waffler, has no idea what she's talking about. I do not think the president thinks he learned his lesson. But the Republican senator from Maine expressed that afterwards. And you obviously heard that it's over. That's it. Boom. Done. And, of course, Vice President Mike Pence announced that to the world. And it means that the president was acquitted. And that's where we stand. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, it is historic for many reasons, including the fact that Mitt Romney was the lone Republican vote. And isn't that interesting? Because that had not happened before. Party and campaign officials privately said they hoped President Trump wouldn't obsess over the lone defector and would move on from impeachment. He didn't do that. He's put out a video on Twitter and went after Romney for being the guy that jumped the fence, so to speak, and dubbed Romney the secret asset of the Democrats, saying he's posing as a Republican and he tried to infiltrate the administration as Secretary of State. Now his cover's blown, exposed by news reports as a Democrat secret asset. So again, Romney was the only Republican to vote with Democrats on the first article of impeachment, abuse of power, in that 52-48 vote that led to the president's acquittal on Wednesday. Both articles, boom, done, including obviously obstruction of Congress, which was 53-47 straight down party line. So it was only the one where Romney stepped over, and that's it. And now the president keeps on ticking and goes after the Democrats and tries to retain or become another repeat president, get a second term by doing different rallies and having different campaign moments that you do when you're in that position of holding the office of president. If he does repeat, he's the fourth president in a row who's been able to do that. The Democrats are trying to stop that from happening. They really bungled things in Iowa. In fact, I was really giving it to Pete Buttigieg and the former mayor of South Bend, Indiana. But with 96% of the results, they are neck and neck. Him and not Joe Biden, him and Bernie Sanders are neck and neck. So how about that? Bernie Sanders, the senator and the former mayor, going back and forth with the slimmest of margins you can imagine, because it couldn't be announced the other day because of a problem with technology, an app where the precinct captains were reporting findings. And this is what has been going on with the Democrats, waiting to see what officially happens there. And in New Hampshire, campaigning, because that's the next stop. So there was a reaction along the campaign trail to the acquittal. The Republicans say that they're not done. At least some of them are saying that. Two Republican senators have said they're going to continue to look into potential conflicts of interest with Hunter Biden's business dealings in the Ukraine and China. And they announced that shortly after the president was acquitted on, or by the Senate, on the articles of impeachment for his conduct in the Ukraine business. Senator Chuck Grassley is one of them, the Republican from Iowa, and Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin sent a letter to Secret Service Director James Murray. They did this on Wednesday, asking for clarification on whether Hunter Biden used government-sponsored travel to help conduct private business, and they wanted details of his travel records. I think everybody else moves on from there, and we'll see if that we'll see what they get back from the government, so to speak. I mean, there they are in the government, but what they get back on the clarification from the Secret Service director with Hunter Biden. In the meantime, while all of this is going on, there still is fallout a little bit from the reaction to the State of the Union address, where you had so many unusual things happen, including the fact that you had Republicans who were saying four more years, screaming out four more years, and then you had the woman who controls the House, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, ripping up the president's speech, where you could clearly see it on television behind him as the whole thing was, wrapping up. One of the things that Vice President Pence said, he was on Fox and Friends on Wednesday. He said, I wasn't sure if she was ripping up the speech or ripping up the Constitution. To have her stand up and tear up the speech really dishonored the moment. Senator Lindsey Graham also slammed Pelosi for the move, and he said you can tear up the speech, but you can't tear up the accomplishment. And Graham challenged Pelosi, and this is where she's getting beat up a lot on Twitter and in public opinion polls, to provide facts to dispute what the president said about economic growth among all sectors of society. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy called Pelosi's act petty. He tweeted it out and said, ripping up a piece of paper doesn't change the facts that were written on it. Americans are winning in spite of the do-nothing Democrats. So the whole tag, hashtag do-nothing Democrats, is really emerging because of the failure with impeachment, the acquittal, and then the State of the Union address, what happened there, and the fact that this is politics today, more polarizing than ever, right? You know, they used to say that you couldn't talk about religion or politics, don't do that at the dinner table, but it's not now, it's like a free-for-all in so many cases, and certainly in Washington, D.C. it is. And I'm for the people. I'm for all of us to win, right? To be the best America that we can be. I am absolutely proud to be an American. I've traveled around. I see what happens in other countries with their process and how they elect people. And I've seen massive corruption. And we certainly have seen that in South America. And you look at Venezuela, for goodness sake, and outrageous what's happening there. I have to say this at the beginning, and I will talk about this next in the mailbag, but the coronavirus has many of you concerned, and part of that, I think, is because the numbers who are dying keep rising, and even though there's lockdown, meaning people are not leaving China in the big cities, in some of these big cities, and you have 60 million people ordered to just basically stay in, they're still seeing numbers that are rising, and including that concern for the Americans and the others who are on a boat where somebody left the boat and they have the coronavirus. We'll talk about that and some other things as well when we hit the mailbag in your opinions.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Speaking of the mail, speaking of the mail,
we are in the mailbag. We are in the middle of the mailbag. Thank you once again for your thoughts. You can send them to me at katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. And you can sign up for our newsletter, our brand new newsletter. I've been promising I'm going to do it, and I actually have one together. So how about that? It takes a village, people. It takes a village. And it's going to have some surprise interviews on it and some other things I think that you will really enjoy. And if not, you can just delete it. So, but thanks to all of you for chiming in, and the rest of you that want to chime in, you can always do it by simply going to katedelaneyradio.com and click on contact. Contact just like that. All right, so let's talk about the coronavirus. The coronavirus numbers do keep adding up, sadly, and it has people a little freaked out. So like this one from Denise. Denise says, Kate, should I be worried about the coronavirus? Because every time I hear you on the air and you give us an update on the numbers, they just keep climbing. I'll tell you what. A scary picture that I saw was in, maybe it was the Washington Post. They had hundreds of evacuees being held on bases in California, Hong Kong, and Taiwan because of the restricted travel from mainland China. And you saw the boat, that World Dream Cruise that was docked at Hong Kong, and you see Hong Kong just beautiful behind it, and this giant, I mean, this World Dream Cruise boat is crazy how many people they hold. They hold 3,700 people. That's how big this boat is. 73 new deaths reported on Wednesday alone. Alone. Total confirmed cases, 28,000. More than 3,800 of them critical. 560 coronavirus deaths. That's China reporting them. Another person died in the Philippines. So the U.S. has quarantined 9 people with the stringent travel restrictions that kicked in on Sunday. Hundreds of people evacuated from Wuhan on a chartered flight, a couple of chartered flights. They're held in quarantine on those bases in California I mentioned. One person said the scene was so disorganized after what they said was a frustrating experience there. Well, of course it's frustrating because there's a panic about this, trying to figure it all out. Wisconsin has its first patient. The number of known U.S. cases is now 12. Hong Kong's going to enforce a mandatory 14-day quarantine for everyone arriving from mainland China. A plane traveling from Seoul to Las Vegas was diverted to L.A. when officials learned that some passengers had recently gone through China. So you get it. The beat goes on. This is scary stuff. It is, because it's infectious, and it's, you don't know who got what, and that's why they did that with the plane. So the answer is full-on panic. I would think no. I mean, what's that going to do if where you're living, if you have full-on panic, unless you have been to China and you're in this situation? But it is something that is, I'd say it is worrisome. And it's funny because, and it's not funny, but comparing it to the flu, and I mentioned this the other day, the flu kills so many people in this country, and that boggles my mind that people are dying from getting a certain strain of the flu. It's sad. What will the numbers look like this time around? Hopefully less, but the coronavirus is a riddle that has not been solved yet. It's just about not exposing people. That's where that's at this point, and it's critical. All right, so let's go to this one. This one is from Sam I.M., and Sam I.M. says, "Hello, Kate. Are you aware of all of the snow that we are getting in parts of the country? I think I heard you give a weather update. I know you're good about that, but snow is dumping in some places that they don't normally see it. And I was wondering if your area, you had to deal with it." You know what they were saying? I was actually excited. They were saying we were going to get some snow, but no snow. No, we just get those tornadoes that scare you to death, and then the sirens go off, and you're huddled in your tub, or you're thinking, maybe I need a safe room. What's going on here? But there were 2 inches of snow that did fall in El Paso, and Oklahoma City had heavy snow, or threatening heavy snow. In Detroit, Chicago, the usual deal is happening there. And Illinois, Michigan, other parts of the Midwest on Wednesday, that was pushing through. And then Thursday, reaching the Northeast, you know, moves on by Friday at least, and they're thinking they're going to get some big, depending on the pattern, get some big snowfalls there. But you know what happens? The worst is when you get snow during rush hour, and even if things have been salted, if you get snarled traffic, a jackknife semi, you always hear those stories, and there was some of that happening. The Weather Channel said that Big Spring, Texas, had thunder snow, which is unusual. It produces snow instead of rain. It flies out. It's the craziest thing. I've been in the middle of that before, thunder snow. And there was, in Interstate 70, there was a multiple car pileup in central Missouri, but that mostly what would happen is they would have missed the parade for the Chiefs. That's sad if you were on the way to the parade and then you were involved in sleet and problems there. But anyway, we know it's winter, right? And we know that that can happen, and it's just kind of a reminder to keep on top of what the weather is. And I can be the worst at that. I've watched the weather more in my life since I've lived in the great state of Texas, I think, because of some of the unusual patterns. They say if you don't like the weather in Texas, just wait a half an hour and it'll change. Boy, that is the truth. Oof, that is the truth. All right, here we go to another one. This one is from Larry. And Larry asks this: what's going on with Harvey Weinstein and his sex trial, Kate? Boy, he is a guy who has fallen fast, isn't he? He looks like he's 100 years old as he shuffles into the courthouse. I saw some video of him the other day. Yeah, they had cross-examination and testimony from another woman, Jessica Mann, this time talking about why they were asking her why she didn't tell her boyfriend about this alleged rape, and she why did she consider him a friend and all that kind of thing, and she broke down on the stand, and this is the parade of different people that are coming forward, and then how they're getting grilled on one side, and then what's being talked about, and what happened, etc. But it continues to happen. I mean, this is ongoing. I think we're going to have more testimony, and it's going to be a while before this gets handed to the jury. And they went through some serious evidence with this guy. There's no doubt about it. But you know, what does the jury see? What are they listening to? All that stuff. And she's a key accuser in the case. This ex-producer who controlled so much in Hollywood is charged with raping her in a New York City hotel room in 2013, along with assaulting another woman in his apartment in 2006. So they're grilling her, and they're grilling a lot of the people about timelines and all that kind of stuff. And so in case you don't know, he's charged with 5 sex crimes, including rape and assault. He's pleaded not guilty and denies all allegations of non-consensual sex. And at 67, he looks a wreck because of a car accident or something that happened to him, and his back went out and that kind of thing. So he shuffles in with a walker. Let's go to another one. This one is from Hal, and Hal asked this question. He says, you know, when we look at the economy, and there was so much made about the economy and what the president said about the economy, the numbers are low. The unemployment numbers are low, Kate. I would think people would be happy about that. I don't know if the years of economic decay are over, but I do think there are some things that we can claim, and he can claim, that we are enjoying. Have you seen the price of gas lately? It's funny you asked that about the gas, because today I actually was at the Veterans Hospital, and on the way there saw gas for 180 something, 187. Wow, 187. I thought, when was the last time I saw that for unleaded? So such a surprise. All right, the music means I got to skedaddle. I'm off the stage. I'll meet you on the flip side.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate sitting as a court of impeachment stands adjourned, sine die.
The Senate voted to acquit President Trump on both articles of impeachment. While the obstruction of Congress charge went along party lines 53-47, the abuse of power article...
48 senators have pronounced Donald John Trump, President of the United States, guilty as charged. 52 senators have pronounced him not guilty as charged.
The one Republican to vote guilty, Utah's Mitt Romney.
With my vote, I will tell my children that I did my duty to the best of my ability, believing that my country expected it of me.
Jay Sekulow is one of the president's lawyers.
The president won, the office of the president won, the Constitution won.
There's now word that Republican Senators Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson have asked the Secret Service to turn over the travel records of Hunter Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Once before in Author's Corner, such a great sense of humor, and really his writing is, I would call it, delightful. And when I say delightful, it's when you sit down, you open up the book, and you cannot put it down. Because you all know I like the physical book. I know a lot of people do the Kindle thing. Anyway, Keith Gorman is with us. He's written a children's book that has a great message in it called Katie and Kenny Tore the Railroad. Hey, thanks so much, Keith, for joining us once again.
Thank you, Kate. It's my pleasure to be with you again, and it's always fun.
So you and I had a great off-air conversation about trains, and we both have that in common, that we love trains, etc. Mm-hmm. We also know with kids, and I've seen this in my career as a television reporter, that railroad safety, it's scary what happens to kids when it comes to trains. Why do you think that is?
Well, one, the good news is, I've been there when I was a kid. The only difference is I don't run at the train. But anyway, the excitement's still there. And they're just intrigued with it. And they're big, they're awesome, they're just something to really get into. And they don't really realize the danger in there. Of course, they're in an age of innocence, but still, I don't think that ever leaves people as they get older. They think of it as more or less as kind of like toy trains or a video or something like that. But it's a very dangerous occupation. All the person has to do is ask the employees that work with the railroad, and they can tell you.
Yeah, and that's part of what inspired you to write this book, right?
Right, right.
That it was about education, that, yeah.
Right, right. And then the people overall, the general public anymore, doesn't understand the concept of the important role railroading plays in our day-to-day lives. And I think we need to know that. Sometimes I think we're nothing against rails or trails, but I've walked them. They're great. But we don't want to get so excited with, well, a train only runs over once a week or every other day or something like that. Well, that's not enough. Let's take it up and put it into a trail. And you lose the opportunity for economic development by doing that too much. And, you know, it's some of these trails run for no particular reason. They're just a trail. So we want to make sure that we can keep those for development and providing jobs for people as they're coming up, you know.
Yeah, and speaking of providing jobs, and we're speaking with Keith Corman, the name of the book is Katie and Kenny Toward the Railroad. Talk about that a little bit. I think people don't understand the importance still of the rails here in this country because they think of shipping or something else. They don't realize how much
right.
freight is actually moved through the rails, correct?
Right, right. Probably 80% of everything or more of what we receive in our homes somewhere had to be shipped by rail. And more so yet today with the new restrictions on truck drivers and trucking and the lack of interest in driving long distances has created a hardship on the trucking industry. Many of them are really not going out of business even because of it, because the focus has been in the last 20, 30, 40 years to replace rail with truck. And each one of them has their own place to be able to contribute to the growth of our country. And we can't do it without one or without the other or barging or anything like that. If we remove one factor of the equation, the whole equation doesn't mix right.
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's so true. Tell us about the characters of the book, Katie and Kenny. Why Katie and Kenny?
Well, we particularly, my family and I, like cats. And cats by nature, as you know, are inquisitive, and they really like to study things out, and they don't like change. But we thought that, or I thought that it would be best with to go ahead. Cats are cuddly and cute. Most people do love cats and the little kitties, you know, and being curious, then they would be able to fit right into it, and they get excited over things. So cats do, you know, so especially things that move. So it all kind of gels together, and I think little kids can identify with the kittens a lot better, as well as the parents understanding what's their dad and the neighbor that's a railroader that gives them a tour of the railroad yard. All characters are cats in this book.
Yeah, I love that they're all cats. The you know, when you looked at putting this together, and we talked about the education, what inspired you to write it, making it positive, that kind of thing, and mm-hmm. what people don't realize about railroads and trains just in general, the railroad, you and I also had in common, I mentioned this, just brushed over it in the beginning, that we both had trouble sleeping because we grew up near trains, right? And it's that rhythm. And
right.
you tell us a story about that.
Right. Well, when I was a little boy, I lived in a town called Lawrenceburg, Indiana, right across the straight line from Cincinnati, Ohio. And the New York Central, which is now, well, it's actually part of either CSX or Norfolk Southern, but at the time it was New York Central, ran across literally one corner of our backyard, and that was a spur line off the main. And then the B&O, Baltimore and Ohio's line between St. Louis, was one block away. And since we lived on the corner, I could see the trains go through there, and I could watch the trains go by behind the house when I was a kid. Story was, before I could walk in my stroller, I could beat the train from the back window to the front window of the house with the steam locomotive that go by. So I was
wow.
a daredevil rail enthusiast.
I love that. I was a daredevil. You know what? I was thinking just the other day after we talked, and for people listening, I know there's people that can completely relate to the whole idea of the sounds of the train and all of that. I wonder how many tracks are still out there across the United States. I mean, that was a big deal to, first of all, to design and do the whole rail process to make it go from the east to the west, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was like the first step on the moon, actually, when the Golden Spike was driven at Promontory Point. And that was 150 years ago.
Wow.
So when you think about it, they just celebrated it last year for the sesquicentennial. So that was quite a feat. And they didn't have all the heavy-moving equipment that they do today. They had mules, horses, dump carts, and men, mostly men. And it was hard, strenuous work, but they did it and made it happen. And unfortunately, there were some things that paid the price for it, like the American Indian, but or Native American, as we call them today. But sometimes, unfortunately, those are the things that happen. Railroading is really exciting. It isn't all just the robber barons of the 1880s and 90s. But it's when you think about it, and you're sitting at a grade crossing and you're rant and raving and swearing at the train for taking up your time, realize no commerce moves like that in the rest of the world by rail as it does here in the United States. And we're really seeing jobs and growth going by us. So the more we see, that's an indicator.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you want people to take away from reading this book? I mean, we know it's a kid's book, but I think adults can appreciate it, too, and especially just even reading it to children in their lives so that, you know, so many of them don't get caught in that terrible thing of not realizing that you can't be by the tracks and you could easily hurt yourself. But what is that? I know that's one of the messages, but what do you hope as you put this together that they take away?
Well, I hope, number one, that they take away on the safety factor. I don't want to see them not have an interest in railroading and trains, but I want them to do it safely and to be able to spread the word, let their friends know. By doing this, if they are not old enough to really read, mom and dad will learn, and grandma and grandpa. Too often I see people go around the crossing gates to try to beat a train. And believe me, the train will win. I want them to come away with the safety first. Secondly, I want them to have an understanding, a basic understanding of why we have the railroad still. But mostly, too, I want them to have fun reading.
Yeah, I like that. You want them to have fun. All right, pick up this book for sure. Katie and Kenny Tour the Railroad. Keith Corman, always a delight to have you on the show. Pick it up at Amazon and
wherever
great books are sold. Thank you.
I appreciate it, and I'd like to thank Michael Gross, the actor, for helping me on the book, too, with his suggestions on railroad safety.
Yeah, and tell people where they can see Michael Gross if they don't know who Michael Gross is.
Well, Michael
He's in all
Gross
kinds of things.
He's a movie star. We were in a movie together, actually, at one time. And I was an extra. And one of his best-known features was Tremors. A fun show, a fun movie.
Yeah.
Kind of gross, but it was fun and crazy. But he's a very nice guy, and he's very intimate about railroad safety since his family were railroaders.
Yeah.
And he is, too.
Yeah.
So
that's how he got involved. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, Katie and Kenny, Tour the Railroad. Keith, thanks so much, and thanks to all of you for listening.
Thank you, Kate. Everybody, have a good day.
In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This author's corner, and I talked to him, gosh, it's been a couple of weeks, and we had such a fascinating conversation about his novel called Victim. Darren Moxham is with us, and he's so passionate about this, and that's one of the things that stood out when I got off of our call. And I love people like this, and this is a series, by the way, and that means, you know, of course, the carryover, the story, the wanting to know more. Darren, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Kate.
So let's talk about what, first of all, what drove you to write these books?
It's funny, Kate. I first started out writing poetry, which is totally different from writing, obviously, a novel. But, yeah, as the poem sort of progressed, I realized I started having a passion for stories, reading stories more than poetry. And then I started reading erotic stories. I was actually reading Zane at the time. And then I said to myself, okay, if this young lady could write a story so provocative, I myself should be able to do something like that. So I actually started writing short stories, and then I put that into my book, Let My Soul Be Heard. And from then, I decided I'm going to try myself with a full novel. So that's what really got me into it, from poetry to writing novels.
And the cool thing about writing the novel is, you know, like you said, you go from poetry to now this longer form, if you will, and fleshing out characters more. You have six main characters, don't you?
Yes, I do. I decided to write a book with, instead of doing one main character, I decided to do six main characters so that it could reach out to a different sort of audience. Each character could reach out to different audiences. And not only that, but I noticed a lot of books I read tend to be one main character. So I thought to just throw something extra in there, you know. And yeah, I've got six main characters. As the book evolves, you could have probably seen more characters come into play as well, which is something I hope is unique.
It is unique. And how did you develop the characters? Is it a little bit from people you know, people that you've read about, different characteristics you observe? How'd you pull those characters together?
That's a brilliant question. I personally believe it's from, because I tend to write about characters that I've not necessarily gone through their pains. But I believe it's something that comes from within, as well as things that I perhaps read over a period of time during my life, and people that I've come across as well. So all in all, it's probably based around everything, you know, life itself, just generally, you know?
Absolutely, life itself. So when you write something like this, and you're writing this series, and you have these characters that evolve, you know this, Darren, that we have favorites, and you tend to fall in love with one, even if you're a writer. Who's your favorite character?
My personal favorite character, as he evolves, is going to be Hutton. It's probably Hutton. He tends to be a lot more level-headed, and he's not giving so much drama to anyone else, and he's perhaps a little more like myself. So Hutton's probably my favorite. He's not going to be majority of people's favorite, I would presume, simply because he's just a low-key character, whereas you have Nathan, you have Lionel, who's going through drugs, sort of different aspects, different livelihoods, you know, but with Hutton, he's very mellow, let's say, and yeah, he tends to be my favorite. I've noticed a lot of people are drawn to Thera, who's one of my first characters within a novel, and yeah, she goes through her elements of pain and stuff like that as well. But yeah, Hutton probably is someone I'm drawn to most.
We're speaking with Darren Moxon, and he's written this series called Victim, and we're talking about the uniqueness of the six main characters, and then he revealed to us really one of his favorite characters. And this spans, you know, a different area. It's culturally, I would call it vibrant, and you really feel like, I really feel like I'm in London. Was that the idea?
That is definitely the idea. If you notice, a lot of it was based around the Northwest. I did that purposely. I let some of my characters expand outside of London. However, majority of it was based in London and in Northwest, so people who's not necessarily lived in Northwest could get a feel of what it's like living in Northwest. And me personally, I was brought up in Northwest London, so I know a lot of the corner roads, things like that. So it helped with my characters. But as I expand with my writing in terms of general, I'll probably want to expand it elsewhere other than just London. However, for this particular book, yes, London was the main, and Northwest London was the main theme, so people could get a feel of it, let's say.
What was the reaction among your mates to writing not just one, but a whole series of books? What's been the reaction of the people close to you?
People close to me, it's been a positive reaction. I tend to get so far, which I'm blessed at the moment, I tend to be getting a lot of 5-star ratings, even on Amazon. Some of those are from people I know, some of them from people that heard about me through someone else and things like that. So the feedback that I'm getting at the moment tends to be very, very good feedback. It's actually led me to write the second part of my novel, which is called Where the Wind Blows. So that's going to continue from Victim to Where the Wind Blows. So the feedback I'm getting is tremendous, Kay.
When you started off writing, did you expect, because you talked about the poetry at first, did you think that you would be pumping out the pulp, as we say in the U.S., the way you are? This is pretty much this is an accomplishment. A lot of people talk about writing books, and they have maybe the ability to do it, but they never write that novel, that book. What does that feel like to you?
You know, I quit. It's like my little baby, Kate. It's funny because although it is an accomplishment, in a way, I feel like it's not, because it feels like it's something that is embedded in me, something that is just natural for me, you see. And yes, it's an accomplishment. I agree with you 100%. But for me, it's my life.
Yeah, I like that. It's my life. Absolutely. And where do you hope this takes you? What do you think the path is? Do you not look so much at the overall picture, but you focus on the characters and what you're doing and see where it takes you?
With this book, because there's a lot of, let's say, for example, there's spousal abuse in there, there's drug addictions, I would like to think it would open up the doors for whoever reads it could find that there's a way out of the sticky situations that they're in. So let's say, for example, if it was to go into domestic violence organizations, things like that, that would be a lovely, lovely path for it to go down. Generally, when I write, I'm just writing to write. However, I do believe this book's got the capability of opening up doors, so to speak, you know? And yeah, if it does go down in that direction, like domestic violence places or anything like that, then I think that would actually be pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. If you can help some people, etc. So with these books, and again, Victim, you can pick up the series. Just go to Amazon.com. It's really easy to obviously find it there, and you can find it in other places too. What do you hope people take away? And that could be one of the takeaways, but what do you hope people take away from reading your books?
Just essence of basically that they could get out of any situation that they're in. Put it this way, we all go through sticky pathways sometimes in our life, whether it's a family member passing away or someone we know that's going through abuse, or we may be going through abuse ourselves. But what I'd like people to take away from it is that there's always a way out. You know, you don't have to stay in the situation you're in. Yes, okay, if a family member passes away, then it takes time to heal. I would want people to recognize the fact that in time or making certain steps, you can get out of the situation you're in.
Ah, that's a brilliant place to end this. You can get out of the situation that you're in. And again, the series is called Victim. And I've said a couple of times, you can certainly go to Amazon and get that. I like the idea. I love the six characters and helping so many people. But it's a very, very interesting read. And you really do feel like you're right there in London. Good luck with the books and future books, because you're so prolific. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again.
Brilliant. It'll be lovely. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.